Does this mic work?
Hello?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
You're listening to the only podcast that admits they might know what they are talking about.
Sounds like something a guy in a van would tell me.
This is We Might Know Sports.
I love you!
Come on!
With Kevin.
Don't listen to Stefan and his preferences.
Stefan.
Fuck Philly.
And Corey.
I hope everyone has a ball.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's a no-hitter right now. Bottom of the seventh. Oh, never mind. No longer a no-hitter.
Wow. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I said Sam Darby. Sam Darby for hype.
Darnold,
whatever his name is.
Ronald. Say his name right if you're on this damn show.
The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
It's time!
And here we go.
Wait.
Trubisky sucks.
Well. What episode are we on now?
I don't even think we keep track anymore.
1,236?
Yes, that one.
Perfect.
Episode 1,236 of We Might Know Sports. Coming at you live.
From all around the country. All over.
A little northeast, a little southeast, a little west coast.
Speaking of west coast, do you see they're getting like 12 inches of snow right now?
I thought I saw that Colorado was getting
snow. Colorado is, yeah. And Dakotas. Yeah.
But that was all I had heard. I didn't realize it was that much snow. I just thought they were just going to get some snow.
And then I saw those pictures out of California where the whole sky looks red.
Oh, yeah.
Wild time to be alive in 2020.
2020 is just, I don't think anybody wants 2020 vision for this year.
No. Kobe died. King T'Challa's dead. What is going on?
There's nothing good coming of it.
Whoa. Football's coming.
Football is coming. And while we have Stefan, let's probably get right into it.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah. Dive right into it.
That and probably your NASCAR pick.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Just flooding Stefan with all the options.
Man.
So what did you want to cover, Kevin, today, our preseason analysis?
Whatever. Sorry, I'm trying to rename you instead of iPad 2. Mm.
Talk about some of the main games this week.
Yeah, we can talk about our teams. I mean, we covered everything pretty much already. We can just glance over it. We can actually give our full picks. I think I'm the only one that, I guess Stefan's a little different than us two. We're all different this year, apparently.
Good.
How we like to be.
Did any of us change our actual picks from our preseason picks?
No.
For week one? No, I didn't think so.
No, usually don't. Makes
sense. Like, if you're going to change your picks, I mean, unless you did them and something happened, but then you would just change your preseason picks also.
Right. That's why I was wondering why there was even two lines other than Kevin just kept repasting the same stuff.
Yeah.
We do this every year, Corey. Come on.
Come on, man. It's not your first time.
So anyways, I think the best game is Thursday night, even though they tend to be trash.
You think the Texans are really going to do something this year?
No, I don't. But,
but I think Vegas, the best game is the Bucs Saints.
Vegas has this game as over under 55 points, which is the highest of the whole week. So if you're into scoring.
What's the Bucs Saints at then? The Bucs Saints has to be up there.
Don't know.
Hold on.
So you don't know if it's the highest one of the week.
I just know that people were talking about this game and they said it's the highest. Vegas has it as the highest for the week.
I need somebody to prove Corey wrong.
Celtics are up by 4-2, by the way.
Corey wrong.
Bucks Saints over, under, over, under. 48.
I'll double check the Chiefs.
What the hell is going on with Steffi's audio? Same exact thing as last
time. It's only good for like a little bit.
Oh, maybe a little better. Maybe you just got to talk loud or something.
I mean, I kind of like was there my voice a little bit too, but.
All right. Maybe you're just messing with us then.
So is my facts right? It's Texans, Chiefs, 55.
Looks like it. I don't know what other game would be a high one.
None. Stefan just wants me to be wrong.
Always.
So Texans, Chiefs is the best game according to Vegas if you like scoring.
Which usually means it's going to be like a 13-10 game.
Well, Thursday night games are normally trash.
Well, the season opener isn't usually all right.
We all think it's going to be a real barn burner and went with the Chiefs. Does anyone have the Chiefs losing more than 3 games this year?
I don't know yet.
I don't know.
I haven't counted. I just did it.
Also, probably not going to count.
One. What other games are we looking forward to?
The Bucks, Chiefs.
Bucks, Saints.
What games are we looking forward to, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were looking, what games could the Chiefs lose this year?
Where did the previews, Corey?
Bucks, Saints, and honestly, for me, that's it. I could give a shit less about all the rest.
I got the Chiefs losing 2 games.
Right. Okay, that's what I figured. Yeah.
I had to go back and fix Tampa Bay, otherwise everyone's 16-0. So
Chiefs are pretty much regarded as the best team, I would say, by all 3 of us, or maybe I'm wrong. And they have the 5th easiest schedule. So if you honestly have them losing more than 3, I'd be surprised.
I mean, they're returning so many people.
Yeah.
Arguably improved at running back. I mean, running
back.
They
have the highest rate of return. 88% of their team is back.
Yeah. Run it back.
So they're probably going to run it all the way back.
It's basically who are they going to face.
Yeah.
And this year we have 7 teams to choose from, so.
7?
On the other side, I'm just saying. We got the expanded playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Last year, I only said 5 teams even had a chance to win it, and one of those 5 did, so I wasn't wrong.
All right, so other than the Chiefs, name your 4 teams. I'm going to go.
That have a chance to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. No biases.
No, I won't do any biases. I don't even know if there's – I'll throw 5 in. I'll say Chiefs, Saints, Bucks. I guess I'll throw another AFC team in there. Ravens, Seahawks.
Oh. No hope for the Niners?
No.
We'll repeat.
What about you, Stefan?
Top 5 teams that I think.
Stefan always says there's a chance that 10 different teams could
win. There's at least 10 teams that could win. Will we name all 10 that could win? All right, I'll name all 10. The 5 you name. Chiefs, Saints, Bucks, Ravens, Seahawks, 49ers, Eagles. Getting some pickings here. Cowboys.
Because there's not 10.
What's that?
That's because there's not 10 good teams.
There is 10. I'm naming them right now.
You said slim pickings after like 7. Oh,
there's going to be 14 teams making the playoffs.
Yeah, Yeah.
You know what's funny is none of us have said the team Vegas thinks has the fifth best chance to win, which is the Steelers.
I just don't see how.
Corey, you've actually counted your wins loss, so we have something to reference with you. You said they're going 10-6. I know the simulation I shared with you guys earlier this week said they were going 13-3. I just don't know where. Like,
oh, you gotta,
yeah. Like, I don't know
how they got three extra games. I thought I was being generous, to be honest.
So I honestly don't know where I have them stacked up. I already have them losing to the Giants week one. I don't trust Roethlisberger. This team is good enough.
My question is, why don't you trust Ben Roethlisberger?
He's old, and he's getting injury prone.
Wait, but you trust Tom Brady, who's old?
He's not injury prone, though.
I guess what Vegas is thinking, and me too, is before we saw Ben get hurt last year, he was the third best quarterback in the league in 2018. So why should I think that all because he had Tommy John, which isn't even a real injury, he's going to be horrible?
He's got no Antonio Brown, though.
I mean, I also feel like he was declining.
That is the good point. I'll give you that. That is the good argument against him. We haven't seen him with no Antonio.
We'll see how Juju does with the actual quarterback this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the biggest question mark on the Steelers, and I just don't see Juju
as a number one.
Yeah.
And I think they have a lot of questions as to who's, like, behind Juju, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people like Deontay Johnson.
Who?
Deontay Johnson. And then the big news out of camp was Chase Claypool was better than all of them. That's their rookie.
I'm not. I mean, if they have breakout years, I guess, but I'm not sold on.
My other question mark would be James Conner. He's good for about four games every year because he gets hurt.
What are all these West Coast times we're putting in here, by the way?
Listen, I didn't feel like doing the conversions. Okay, if you guys want to switch it, I don't care. I'm putting in my time.
I'm probably the only one that's not high on the Eagles this year. After doing wins, losses.
I mean, very clearly you had them losing to Washington week one.
I have them 8-8.
Eagles.
I don't see how week one with no weapons they're going to beat Washington.
What does Washington have?
See, Terry McLaurin. You guys have the Steelers beating the Eagles.
Terry McLaurin. Who's their quarterback?
Is probably better than any receiver the Eagles have right now.
Who's throwing the ball to Terry McLaurin? Tell me.
Well, I'll give you
please
Dwayne
tell
Haskins.
Me. No, please tell great. Me.
You know who Dwayne Haskins is.
Yeah, I saw him last year, and I'm not impressed.
Washington's defense is way better than Philly's.
I could probably play just as well as fucking Dwayne Haskins. So.
I
guess we'll see.
Corey, I think we have different games, but I think I have the Eagles going 8-8 too.
I think my problem was I have them losing early because all they have is DeSean Jackson. And then I have them winning a whole bunch of games.
Excuse me. They have Zach Ertz as well.
Okay.
And Dallas got hurt, but okay.
I'm not even sold that I should be saying they have DeSean Jackson. They have Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz. They have no Miles Sanders, no Jalen Reagor, no Alshon Jeffrey.
We got our Sega Whiteside. It's going to have a huge second year.
It's definitely going to be an interesting year with the Eagles. That is for sure. I'll give you that.
I like the Eagles when they get everybody back. And I think that's what my predictions, if I went through it, suggest.
What about, did you incorporate the Wentz?
You act like Carson Wentz had weapons last year.
I know, but don't you think he has less right now? Because Miles isn't playing. You trust Boston Scott week one?
Yeah, actually. And they got Corey Clement. Like, they have backups.
I'm not feeling it against a good Washington.
I'm not saying they're as good as Miles Sanders. I would much rather have Miles Sanders, but
Boston's against the in a rivalry game in Washington without much, I'm just not feeling it.
I'll bet you money. What you made the price, I will bet you money the Eagles win that game.
I don't want to bet money because I already owe 50 because the Panthers aren't making the Super Bowl.
50 each. 50 each.
I wasn't owe money for whichever person you're paying for the other person.
Oh yeah, I'll send that to you. Yeah, I'll get that.
And then I just have Sean left to pay. I'm all good.
The one who begged for his money right when he won?
Within minutes of winning.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then he's like, well, it's not the cutoff time to pay yet. And I'm like,
why didn't he just give you the 20 out of the pay?
I fucking gave you the money. He had bills to pay. Like, it's just, I don't know, whatever.
So if I see him post any shit, I should just basically be like, what?
Be like, yeah, shut the fuck up until
you're not allowed to talk trash until you pay.
Exactly what I would say.
Here's a hot take. After going through the Bills' schedule, I think they're trash.
Hot take.
A lot of people are high on them. I'm not anymore.
I mean, I'm high on them competing for the division, but
I mean, I guess I have them competing, but I still have the Patriots taking it.
I don't see them doing much else after that.
See, I think I have the Patriots super bad. When do I have the Patriots winning? Oh, there's one. Week 3. Okay.
So, Stefan, what games were you into besides Bucks, Saints, and Chiefs, Texans?
All of them.
You have the Saints winning week one, don't you? Or Bucks? Who do you have?
Saints. Okay. I have the Bucks.
Okay.
I've got them winning a lot of games, but I don't have them sold on winning big games yet.
Yeah.
That's fair. Let's see here. I'm going to break it down in the four games I'm going to have on TV because I got that four split screen with the game, whatever, Game Pass, whatever it is called. We'll have the Eagles-Washington game. These are all the 10 o'clock games, mind you. We'll do Bills-Jets. I'm interested to see how the Jets do this year. You know, my secret fandom.
I mean, I'm interested to see if Buffalo makes that. I mean, they got an actual wide receiver now. So.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Do we trust that Josh Allen has accuracy to even get it to him?
I don't trust it, but right now he has no excuses, is what I'm saying. So now he's at the point where if you don't have the accuracy, you don't have the accuracy. Granted, you can improve, but I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so I got the left side of the screen covered. Now I got to get the right side. We're going to do Browns-Ravens because I'm kind of curious to see if the Browns are still dumpster fire that they are. And I want to see how Jackson does.
Talking about people like over under stuff, do you think Lamar Jackson will get 1,000 yards rushing again?
Yes.
Probably.
Over under 10.5 interceptions for Tom Brady.
I'm gonna go with under at 9.
Do you know why I'd even bring that up?
Why?
Tim Couch, 18 interceptions. Peyton Manning, 21 interceptions. Carson Palmer, 22 interceptions. Jameis Winston, 30 interceptions. Do you know what they all had in common? That was their first year under Bruce Arians' offense. So why would I think Tom Brady's magically going to throw not that many?
Because he's established as opposed to those quarterbacks.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah, but was that Peyton Manning's rookie year?
That was his second year.
Yeah.
So
still pretty good. It's still Peyton Manning.
So very much not when he was established.
That's why I'd put it as low as 10, because I still think it's a really hard offense to learn, and there's going to be mistakes.
And I think that's why they brought Gronk in, so they could work some of his plays that he knows in as well. I think this isn't going to be your typical Bruce Arians offense.
Yeah, I'd say the most established quarterback, obviously Carson Palmer, when he went to Arizona, was established at that point, and obviously struggled. But Tom Brady obviously is miles better than Carson Palmer. So I think 10.5 is a fair line.
I would be I could see 10. I don't see it being too much over it. I would say if he got 15, then I'd be amazed.
It's going to be a bad season, I think, if he throws that many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We already saw what happens with 30, and they went 7-9. Yeah. So so maybe 15 and – what is that, half? So 3 more wins. So you're going 10-6.
You cut off. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. I'm fine with them going 10-6. They'll make the playoffs at 10-6.
Well, didn't Jameis fumble too on top of everything?
Yeah. He tried to extend the play instead of just throwing the ball away. Yeah. You don't got to worry about that with old Tom.
No. At least
Tom Brady's smart.
Old 6.2 40-yard dash boy.
I know you guys don't, but I think Tom Brady truly has lost it, but I think you can hide it like Belichick did.
I don't think he necessarily lost it. I just think he's aging, so it's not as what it was.
I think Godwin and whatever running back's going to be the pass catching one will benefit greatly this year.
Yeah. I think when you're looking at Brady can now be considered like a tier 2 quarterback. He's going to get the job done. He's just not the be-all, I think, quarterback.
Are we ready to drop Breeze out of the top tier, or do we all think he's top tier still?
He's borderline. It all depends on how he comes out of the gate here.
I think I still put him in the top tier.
I would if you made me choose between Brady or Breeze, I'm taking Breeze.
Right. I think we all are, right?
Yeah.
I am. Are you, Stefan? Yeah. So do we think Breeze belongs with Lamar and Mahomes and that tier though? Or are they their own too? Is like top tier really just two quarterbacks? Or is Russell Wilson up there too?
Russell's definitely in there.
Yeah, I'd put Russell up there.
He's basically put the Seahawks offense on his back the last two seasons.
I agree. But I was on that bandwagon, and you guys seemed anti-Russell when I was arguing he was better than those two last year.
I feel like I may have just been arguing for the sake of arguing.
We don't do that on the show.
We don't do that in our text message threads. What are you talking about?
Because I kind of, in my opinion, those three are their own. And then I have like Watson and Wentz and Breeze on like tier 2.
I call them like tier 1A.
Tier 1A? Yeah. 1B, 1A?
Like, these are the quarterbacks you want for certain situations. And these are the ones you want when it's 4th and 20, down by 7 in the Super Bowl.
So then after those three, I'd start to throw in like the guys that are just above game managers at this point. Like your Kirk Cousins, your Aaron Rodgers, your Matt Staffords, your Matt Ryans. I think those are all in that next tier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like Aaron Rodgers still has. I just feel like he doesn't have the weapons lately.
Well, it seems to me that Green Bay doesn't really want to pass anymore.
That too.
They like to run Aaron Jones, and then they went and got a running back with A.J. Dillon on top of it. That's why, I mean, the Packers are probably going to win games again, but as far as a fantasy standpoint, I just don't see Aaron Rodgers being more than a quarterback too.
Right.
That's why I was a little surprised when someone kept him in the first round. Not that I wanted him at all, but I just don't think they got great value.
I know Stefan's got to run in 3 minutes, so I'm going to ask him one question, and that is,
if the Eagles make the playoffs, what is their record?
If they make the playoffs?
Yeah, if they make the playoffs, what is their record going to be? What do you feel?
10 and 6 or better.
I was going to say 11 and 5.
11 and 5? That's what you think they're going to need to do to get in?
Not necessarily what they have to. I mean, because you said there's an extra wild card, right?
So yeah.
There's 3 wild cards, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
The NFC. They could probably get it at 10 and 6.
I think that's
like the least amount of wins.
Yeah, I think that's.
I feel like the Cowboys will compete this year. They'll probably put up a good record.
I think the Cowboys, if you think the Eagles will be 10 and 6, that's all I think the Cowboys will be. I don't think they'll be better than that. I think 10 and 6 is the high end, too. I thought I was being kind of fair with the or like over the top with the Cowboys.
I think Cowboys
could easily.
The Eagles will probably be a game or two apart, one or the other.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
And then the other team, the other one that's that didn't get as many wins should get out of wild card is what I think. I think they'll both get in.
Do we all agree that the Giants and Redskins are going to be not – or the Giants and Washington will not be that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Giants are better, but I think Washington's bottom of that division.
Yeah, I think the Redskins made some good points in the drafts and stuff.
Redskins, man. It's the Washington.
Oh, sorry. Team. Washington Football Club. I think old habits are going to die hard, and the Redskins are. Washington's going to go like 4 and something. I can't remember exactly how many wins they gave them, but they're going with Haskins.
I gave them 4.
They're going with Haskins, so.
Mm-hmm. Which to me, honestly,
all right. Do you want to mention your Boyer pick before you go?
Boyer for the win.
For the win.
For the Richmond win.
Huh?
For the Richmond win, Clint Boyer.
The Richmond win. I went hot my first pick. I'm going to dial it back a little bit.
But I'm going opposite.
Let you guys catch up a little bit.
Yeah. I went Kyle Busch. I went hot.
Hoping to manage. I just got to keep a
close. You gained four.
Did gain four.
He gained four, but at what cost?
At what cost is the right question. All right, guys.
All right, Stefan. Right.
See ya.
Well, Stefan leaves. Yeah. I will try and decide my pick right now.
Fuck the Bucks.
Wow. That's not making the new intro. I can tell you.
He doesn't leave meeting. It was supposed to be like a cool, like, I'm out. No.
Leave.
Like,
are you sure you want to leave?
Meeting again? Like, come on. All right. Fuck the Bucks.
What about the Bengals? Jeez. All right. Richmond last year was won by Truex Jr. They haven't run this year. We went over this, right? They haven't run Richmond this year.
Yeah, they haven't ran Richmond yet. But it's a short track, so you can kind of judge off of what happened at Bristol.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just going to do what you did and just flip. Because honestly,
just go Kurt.
Yeah. Honestly, I was going to go whatever Bush brother you weren't going, because I felt like you were going to pick Bush. Either way.
Yeah, once I saw you took Kyle, honestly, I'm kind of surprised Stefan didn't, because I thought he was just going to go hot the whole way.
Yeah, so.
When he didn't take Kyle, I was like, all right, Kevin can't, so.
I'm like, these two.
Yeah.
These two are on the cut line.
And they're on the cut line. Best at short tracks.
So. And we don't have any short tracks after this, do we?
I don't think we run Bristol.
We have Bristol, yeah.
Oh, we do. Okay. Oh, they run the two short tracks back to back? Dang.
Yeah, they got Bristol and then Martinsville right before the championship.
And who won Bristol? Keselowski.
Hm. All right, well, that's for next podcast.
That's for another time.
we'll see which Bush brother leads us to that. Simple.
Yeah, this is no secret for my strategy. I do this every year. I go with who's hot right at the cut line, and it's paid off every year. At least gets me second. So
my strategy was to already predetermine in my mind who are going to be the final six or whatever it is, eight, I guess it is, and not take them in these early two rounds.
Yeah, exactly. Because after this, we still have...
After this, we cut 14, down to 12.
Well, after Bristol. Yeah. So we'll still have 14 drivers to choose from for Bristol. And depending on my situation, I might just hit the gas pedal like Stefan did on his pick. But, I mean, I look at Hamlin and who else is in the top?
Hamlin and Harvick are the favorites to win the whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm looking at those two. I'm basically going to pick them when I need points. As opposed to just like...
I figure I'm going to take them in Kansas, Texas, or Martinsville. And then when it comes around to Phoenix, we get the whole field again. And I'm going to take one of them again.
Yeah.
If I get the opportunity. If I'm third, then no. But
this is interesting. I didn't see this headline until just now. Jimmy Johnson teaming with Chip Ganassi Racing for a two-year IndyCar program.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see him do that. I mean, I get it. Seven championships.
Well, challenge. His contract's up. He hasn't made the playoffs in 2 years. So, I mean, Hendrick has no interest in re-signing him.
Time for a different challenge.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing about our strategy, Kyle and Kurt Busch both moved into the top 12. So
yeah.
I mean, still, even, what, you said eight races? No, six.
Yeah, there's six. We'll
have eight drivers still to pick.
Yeah.
But I'm not that worried about it.
No, there'll be plenty.
Almirola kind of dropped off. He was hot at one point this season.
The beginning of the season.
He just seems to have, like, when did I take him?
You took him at a good point. You got huge number. So he was hot in the middle of the year.
Yeah. No Pocono races, though. So that's NASCAR. Before we go to anything else, this is an interesting proposal by the ACC coaches. Today proposed on expanding the 2021 NCAA tournament that would include every Division I team. The reason behind that is they want to eliminate non-conference play. So it's kind of interesting. What did Coach K say? Oh, they want to create a bubble for the tournament, too. That's
the bubble's going to be the way to go.
That's a pretty big bubble, though, if you include every team. I mean, I'm all for tournaments. So, if you're going to expand the tournament, okay, whatever. Like, I just love the unknowing nature of the draws and stuff. I think that's why I like some of the soccer tournaments, too, because you don't know.
Right.
What did Coach K? There's no better way to celebrate the game than involving every team in the most prestigious basketball tournament on the planet. So we're looking at a 357-team tournament. How many rounds would that break
down? That'd be insane. I don't know. They aren't going to do that.
Oh, excuse me. Apparently. I don't know. There's already an article that says, sorry, but the ACC's proposal for a 346-team NCAA tournament won't work. So already there's, like, issues with the numbers. I'm wondering if they chose 346 because it was the way the bracket would work out if you doubled it enough.
Right.
So there's still going to be, like, 11 teams that don't get to play, but... Let's be honest, those 11 teams.
Maybe they have that many. I was going to say, maybe they have that many play-in games.
I'm trying to think. Like, let's see if I can pull up the standings from last year still. I mean, we're not going to miss Kennesaw State, who went 1-28.
I told Samantha her ex alma mater had a D1 team.
She
You went to Kennesaw State?
Yeah.
Oh. I played them as head coach. Actually, I still have the dynasty for like college basketball 2K7 or something like that. Some real old time. Got Columbia 6-24. Marist. Wow, they went. They used to make the tournament. They went 7-23. So yeah, there's at least 11 teams that no one would really miss.
Yeah.
Southeast Missouri State Redhawks. Washington.
There's 150 teams no one would miss.
Yeah. I know the Pac-12 still already has it, so no teams can play until the beginning of this next year, so 2021, any Pac-12 action.
Same with Big Ten, right?
Not sure about winter sports for Big Ten yet. I know the fall sports got postponed till spring, so. That's an interesting quote. Starting with 64 teams is tough. 32, okay, maybe that's a manageable number. 16, certainly. But you got to figure out those logistics, Emirates said. There's doubtlessly ways to make that work. I like this. Emirates added, it's obviously expensive to do that. I'm guessing they're referring to the bubble. But we're not going to hold a championship in a way that puts student athletes at risk. If we need to do the bubble model, that's the only way we can do it, then we'll figure that out. I think Emirates saw the dollars lost from canceling this past college basketball tournament. And if you can put something on, I'm pretty sure $2 billion is better than no billions. I think they lost like $7 billion for not holding the tournament last year, so or this year.
Mm-hmm. So
there's that. What else do we have? What other sports? You want to talk NBA? I haven't been paying attention.
I mean, you and me are out. Basically, Stefan's going to win it. We both had the Bucks going all the way. We're both out. Miami Heat looks good. They might give the Celtics some trouble.
Listen, I'm not out because I still have my West going for me.
I'm out. I'm done. The Lakers, Houston. I mean, that's 2-1 right now. Then the other one is Clippers. Oh, yeah, you
had the Trailblazers. That's right.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, you're done.
And then the other one is the Clippers and Nuggets, which Clippers are up 2-1. So everything's gone chalk except the Bucks. I don't know. After watching the teams, I don't know who's going to win in the West. I still don't know. I know I picked the Blazers, but I think the Rockets could beat the Lakers. I think the Clippers can beat the Rockets or the Lakers, and I think the Lakers can beat all of them too. I don't think the Nuggets are going to win. I'll go that way. And then in the East, I don't think the Raptors will win. They're giving Boston a fight, but
right now they
don't think they're coming out.
Down 6 in game 6.
Boston's up 3-2.
Yep. But I think Toronto's won the last 2 in a row.
Yeah, they had. I will say, just like I got to see it when LeBron left Miami, like Eric Spoelstra is legit a really good coach. Like no one gave him credit because he had LeBron and Dwayne Wade. But I think he's proven that if you just give him one good player, he can win a lot of games.
Yeah.
And I think Nate Nurse is the same way. Like, he had Kawhi Leonard, and he was able to win the whole thing. And now look what he's doing with a team that isn't that talented if you look at the roster. I give him a lot of respect as a coach. He's a really good coach.
You're saying it wasn't all LeBron earning?
I think you're seeing all the good coaches kind of rise to the top, to be honest. Frank Vogel is a really good coach, the Lakers coach. And then Doc Rivers, and then Brad Stevens, Eric Spoelstra, Nate Nurse, seeing all the good ones.
You think Billy Donovan goes to the Sixers?
That'd be an awesome move. I'm kind of shocked Billy and them parted ways. I thought he did a really good job with what the Thunder had this year.
Yeah, but I feel like the Thunder don't want to win. It's like, all right, we're done with you guys.
It doesn't look that way, right?
They always seem to get rid of all their stars and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed with them this year.
Let's get rid of Westbrook. We'll get aging Chris Paul instead.
They just don't want to pay anybody.
Yeah.
Which I get it. They're a small market team. So I haven't seen the bubble teams. I got Celtics, Lakers, which I think is what the NBA wants anyway. So.
How'd the Celtics do against the Heat?
Good question.
Ooh. Well, they lost in the bubble to him, so the Celtics
Heat have been
lost
hot in the bubble.
Heat, yeah. So I don't know, we'll see. I mean Jimmy Butler, sorry. Went back to football briefly.
Yeah. Jimmy Graham's on the Bears, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Just got college football, right?
Yeah, I don't have anything for the NBA. We'll see where it goes, I guess. I mean, it looks like it's destined to be LA versus LA, which did any of us think any differently at the beginning of the year?
No.
No.
This is what we wanted.
Yeah.
All right. Before we do our picks, let's see here. I had another story. LSU is planning on allowing nearly 26,000 fans at football games, according to the 25% capacity plan.
That's interesting.
Fans will be required to wear face coverings and observe social distancing guidelines because of the coronavirus. Although no tailgating is allowed, fans will be able to gather near their vehicles with those in their traveling parties. So basically, you're not allowed to tailgate, but you're allowed to tailgate.
Got it.
See here. The capacity of the stadium is 102,000. So the reduction would allow 25,580 fans.
Well, they're allowing about 25%.
Yeah. LSU is set to host Mississippi State on September 26th. The school's not selling single game tickets and said season ticket holders should expect a reduced allotment of tickets so all can attend games. Student tickets will be made available. I don't know how they're doing that. Either they don't have that many season ticket holders or...
Yeah. Must not. So do you want to go right to our college football picks, or are we waiting for?
Yeah, we can. Joe was a question mark. It wasn't a guarantee. Okay. So these are some of the games picked by Joe. He picked most. I threw in the Syracuse and the Coastal Carolina game because I was struggling.
I already put up week two for us.
Look at that.
Because I saw that you were doing work. I feel like you shouldn't have to have it all on your own.
I texted Joe earlier. I was like, are you doing picks this year? He goes, yes. And I was like, do you know any good games? Because all of them are like double digit in the spreads.
I mean, I only found two good games. The other three I just threw on there because they were teams we knew.
Yeah, there's so much despair right now. Like between these are most of them conference games.
Yeah.
So we start off with Syracuse at North Carolina. Syracuse, they lost their running back to actually they lost the two running backs holding out because of COVID. I keep calling it a holdout. I guess opting out is a better term, which is fair. It's fine. I don't have an issue with it. Guys, stop saying I do. No. I mean, I get why they're holding out, and I respect it. It just sucks.
the one thing they thought they had, and that's gone. So it's going to be interesting. Did you see the odds for this game?
No.
I think right now North Carolina is favored by 22 points. So ESPN.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know Clemson and North Carolina are the favorites for the whole ACC. So
I feel like North Carolina is getting the Syracuse treatment from 2 years ago when Syracuse went was like 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that might happen in North Carolina. I'm not 100% sure on that feeling. I honestly didn't watch a lot of North Carolina last year,
mm-hmm.
so I can't go with like a gut, but I feel like they're getting the Syracuse treatment from 2 years ago.
I think the biggest thing is North Carolina finally has like another NFL quarterback, like when they had Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
And in those years, North Carolina was relevant. So I feel like people just think, you know, they're at least going to get 8 wins. Mm-hmm. And anything more than that, obviously, would be a great year.
Yeah, we'll see. Especially with Notre Dame. I don't know if they play Notre Dame. I know Syracuse ends the season at Notre Dame. So that'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse got the 1-2 punch of North Carolina. And then they're also playing at Pittsburgh, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to put that game on, but on our week two, but that spread and that percentage is really high, so yeah. I didn't mess with it.
So I could easily see Syracuse going 0-2.
Yeah.
What do we got here? University of Texas San Antonio is at Texas State. I watched Texas State play last week. That's why I kind of like their style. They were in it, even though they lost. This was definitely one of those toss-up games. I could easily see. I just don't know anything about UTSA. So
I don't either. So I just kind of went chalk. I know it's in Texas State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, I think, going to be on TV.
I will say this year, without all the Power Fives playing, I will get to know some of the lesser schools.
Yeah, right? The games are far and few. I believe the last one we're going to cover is on Fox Sports 1, just to give you some kind of idea how much they're struggling for content there.
Yeah.
We've got Georgia Tech. I forgot to screen share this. See, producing is not producing. Georgia Tech is at Florida State.
Yep. Which I'm actually surprised that percentage is as high as it is, because Florida State's supposed to suck too. Both of those teams are supposed to suck.
Well, ESPN's got it that high, and I think Vegas has it like 9 points.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. That's why Joe picked this one. This is one of Joe's picks. That's why. I'm like, where is it? I'm on freaking the wrong week. 12.5, actually. So, I mean, it's not exactly close, but I guess since it's at Florida State, and there's too many question marks, I think, going about Georgia Tech, I think is the reason.
Yeah.
Then we got Tulane at South Alabama. I mean,
I honestly just took Tulane because they're normally actually a pretty good school.
Yeah. Once again, can't remember the spread. I took Tulane just because I was thinking I was being different. I don't like to take all home teams, so.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I took 2 away teams.
Let's see.
So did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You took 3. No, you took 2.
Tulane is favored by 8 points, so it's almost a one possession game. And then we come to Coastal Carolina versus Kansas. And Coastal Carolina favored 53.7% by ESPN, and then I think Kansas is 7-point favorites, so this is definitely a coin flip. I went Coastal Carolina because I like the Chanticleer's name and their mascot and their colors, so.
I honestly only went Kansas because watching the draft, I was like, oh, there's like Kansas players being drafted. I didn't even know they had NFL products.
Trying to remember, who is their head coach?
I'm not sure.
I know
one of their players was an offensive lineman, and the Bengals drafted him.
I want to say he was the Tennessee Volunteer coach at one point. Hold on. Why is it so hard to find out the head coach? Head coach, Les Miles. That's right. LSU. Oh. Oh, good. All right. Yeah. They went 3-9 last year, though, so.
Yeah.
They had their own show on ESPN Plus, I think, last year. That's how I remember.
So he's just beginning the recruiting, which must be why he had some NFL talent. He's just starting.
So that's year two of Les Miles.
Yeah.
We'll get Stefan and Joe's picks when we can. It'll be interesting to see because you are the defending champ once again going against probably Joe.
Yeah, but last year was super close. It came down to a points tiebreak.
Yeah. This year I'm playing it more conservatively. Obviously, I didn't take Syracuse this week.
Yeah.
Next week we're looking at Houston, Memphis. That's a good game. Louisville, Miami. That's going to be interesting to see how Miami does this week. They play tomorrow, so. And then Virginia, Virginia Tech. That's a rivalry game. That's a good one. Is that the Raging Cajuns, Louisiana, versus Georgia Southern? That'll be fun. And Wake Forest, NC State. It'll be interesting to see where Wake Forest is.
Yeah, because Wake Forest starts their season against Clemson, so they're probably going to be a little down and out.
That's already a loss. Very understood that. Let's see here. We have 6 minutes before you're out. So, did you want to talk Big Brother?
Oh, we can. Well, I know you said you don't like Christmas.
Again, I don't like her.
Are you all caught up?
Yeah, I'm all caught up. Well, I mean, obviously not tonight, but.
Are you right? I'm gonna watch. That's why I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's on in 6 minutes.
I have to do that for the podcast. Yeah, my other one.
Yeah.
So
big show. Yeah, big fan of her. If you ever bring up my name, I want you, because I listened to the last one and you brought up Stefan's. I want you to refer to me as friend of the show.
Okay.
Or friend of the podcast, one of the two.
All right.
And you can use my Christmas take because I hate that when it comes down to Big Brother. So where we're at, I don't even remember last time we talked. Christmas is now HOH, and she put up Davon and Bailey. And when she did, she said, I had no other choice. And I hate that because you did. You have all those other choices. Like, come on. And then she went and cried about it. And it's just like, why are you crying? You're the one that's doing this. Like, it's just the game. If it's anything more, and I've seen on the recaps of the live feeds that stuff's been going down in the house, so it's going to be interesting to see how that.
Oh, good. Then I'm curious because I haven't been watching live feeds. Samantha normally watches them and fills me in what's going down.
There was a blowout between the HOH and someone on the block that usually always ends well for the person on the block, but. That's going to be interesting.
That'll be interesting because I don't even know who I would guess because both the people on the block have been dramatic in years past.
Yeah. That's why I felt comfortable saying. And honestly, both of them, I believe, got into an argument. So it's just going to be one of those like, all right, well, we know who's going to be on the block next week.
Whatever. I will say this, and I think I said it on the podcast, is I actually do think Davon is a smart social player. She just sucks at comps. Yeah. Every time I ask her like what's going on in the house, like when Julie asks, she always knows. Yeah. She's like never blindsided by the alliances, which makes her dangerous. And like I was saying, if the other alliances know she knows, she's got to get out of there. They got to get rid of her.
I was offended that you couldn't remember the one guy's name. And when I was listening to it, I'm like, oh, and now that I'm thinking about it right now, I cannot remember his name. The short Asian dude. I think his name is Alan.
Oh, yeah, James.
James. James. There you go. I was like, how do you not remember James? And then I'm like, what is his name?
I liked him as a player.
He's one of my favorites. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know maybe it's just because I got to go back and watch the old seasons or something. I don't get the fascination about Janelle. I don't like her attitude or anything about her. Like,
oh, yeah, you're with me. I don't think, like, that's what I was arguing to Samantha is. I haven't been impressed. Like, she's some superstar.
She came in third twice, whoop-de-doo. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't even put her, like, there was a chart where it was, like, platinum, gold, silver. I wouldn't even qualify her as silver, like, just because she's played four seasons.
I agree. From watching this year, I thought Kesar's a better player.
Yeah. Honestly, he almost won a lot of the comps.
Yeah. All right, I'm being summoned to start and watch the other one.
You got 2 minutes now. All right, that's a good place to end it anyways. I will say there's a movie, and I'll text you it, that I want you guys to watch. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's got the guy from Harold and Kumar, one of the O's guys. It's like it's a romantic comedy type deal. It's kind of funny. Okay.
All right.
Until next time, though, it's always cool. Stefan gave his A-town already, so. But yeah, next week we'll have football games to recap. Crazy.
They will be. Oh, and good luck this week. We play each other.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well.
Starting tomorrow, we both have players. So.
Way to remind
big
me.
Time players for us.
I've got tomorrow off, so I can drink to my sorrows tonight. All right. All right, later.